Muito obrigado. And in the third Buddha addressed to Sariputra Mota. And when Buddha knows that Sariputra has no idea of self, no idea of idea of sovereignty intelligence. He acknowledged his wisdom in its true sense, to observe things as they are, and to accept his former karma, and what will he be in his future. And he said that after studying Buddhism under 200,000 Buddhas, he attained this state. And in the future, he will be Buddha. And actually, what he meant was because he could see things without any idea of self, he was not, his understanding of his past or his present is not any more bound by the idea of bound by the things which actually see by his naked eye. His understanding is not limited by intellectual understanding. In the sense of right or wrong, or deep or shallow, or common or lofty. And he said, you will attain enlightenment after many hundreds of kalpas of millions of time. But it actually means moment after moment with everything you are studying our way. You know, the things he related things to related to him is numerous, and he is always studying with numerous of Buddha. So actually, you know, many kalpas of time is not actually many kalpas of time. In this moment, he is related to many Buddhas, And if one related being is Buddha, and if one related Buddha practice his way one hour, you know, it will be many eons of time. So it means actually, in this moment you are Buddha. And that was what he meant. And moreover, for him, eons of time or in this moment doesn't make any difference. That is the stage Sariputra attained. And in the next chapter, the parable, he refers to the famous parable. Once there was a old, wealthy man, and this is rather interesting. There was very old house in which the old man. Aged man lived, but his children were interested in his old home. But that house is actually on fire from all the sides of the building. Fire is devouring the house. And in the house there were many curious beings, like snakes or spirits of many beings. Like here it's described. I haven't original translation. And as the house is actually burning, the all the creatures in the house were in great confusion. Snakes and bats and cats and dogs and budget and wild cats and many birds and various kinds of birds and various kinds of snakes. Usually, they were fighting with each other. Although they are fighting with each other, there were some order. But now, house is on fire, so they are in great confusion. But children there couldn't see, and this is very interesting. And they enjoyed their old house, very much. That is actually we, human beings. actually, this world is on fire. But as we do not see this world, Sarah, and as we do not know our former karma or future karma, we enjoy this world so much. So we are not interested in true teaching of Buddha. So, and that is actually what was happening to this, to his old home. But the old man knows, old man who knew that his house is already, very old enough to be destroyed even by the casual wind or by weight of more snow. Moreover, right now the house is burning. So he didn't know what to do with his children. He didn't care treasure in the house or house itself. But he worried because he loved his children so much. So he wanted to save from the fire. So he, prepared three, interesting things outside of the house. To the house there was only one entrance. So in front of the entrance, he prepared deer toys, deer vehicles, and sheep vehicles pulled by sheep and vehicles pulled by bull. Because children were very much interested in those vehicles pulled by deer, pretty deer, and sheep, which they like, and big white bull. So they came out from the house, and he could save all those children. And that is the power. And the explanation in this sutra says that small vehicle pulled by deer will be vehicle of Sravaka, and vehicle pulled by the sheep may be and a vehicle of Prateka. So quite beautiful vehicle built by Jews may be the Bodhisattva vehicle. But All those because of all those people, he could save his children. So from this standpoint, there's no difference between Shravakas, and no difference between vehicle pulled by deer or sheep or white bull. They are all the same. And since all of them get out of the burning house, the old man gave them the same vehicle pulled by white bull. He did not give him three different vehicles anymore. He gave them only white, only vehicle built of jewels and pulled by white wool. This is the fire. And what it means is very, the interpretation of what does it mean actually by this purpose is explained in the chapter 4. And for a long time there were various disputes about this parable. The point was, after they came out of the burning house, the old man gave the old man gave them same vehicle. Made of jewels and pulled by bull. Whether that car was the same as the third, same as the one of the vehicle the old man gave when they are going to which the old man gave them when they are escaping from the house, or some special vehicle, which is different from even from the third vehicle pulled by white bull when they were escaping from the burning house. Because in this sutra, it is difficult to know whether the vehicle and the old man gave them was saved vehicle or a special vehicle, which is different from the three vehicles. And this is rather very, I don't think this is a very point, but if you understand what is, if you understand that there was no difference between the three vehicles. Actually, there are different vehicles, but the purpose of giving those, providing those vehicles was just to save his children. There should be no, we should not say the third one is best, and the second one is second best, and the first one is worst. This kind of this kind of understanding is not the point. But anyway, the people who recited this sutra for many hundreds of years in India, in China, and in Japan had a confidence in the meaning of this part. Which is for the Buddhist, whatever the teaching are, they are the same. But if you attach to some special teaching, it is not, even though they are reciting it, they do not understand what it means actually. And this sutra, from this viewpoint, suppose for them was the best sutra. And that is why they call this sutra King of the King, Sutra of King of All Kings. Kumarajiva, you know, concluded, translated the concluding words for this volume of the fourth. You should know that the old Tathagata, by means of good experience, provided three teachings in one understanding of one great teaching. So it looks like three, but fundamentally, there is no difference in three teachings. In the three teachings of Sravakayaya, Pratekayaya, and Bodhisattvaya. Do you have some questions? Because you understand karma, you know, in its ordinary way, it is necessary for you to stop it. But if you see the karma in its true sense, then you will not try to stop it. When you don't try to stop it, it means that you can accept it. And you have seen, you see it as it is. And you do not try to escape from it, because you see it as it is. But why you try to stop it means that, you know, you are seeing it in your own way, with I should say egocentric eye. That is why we try to escape from it. And you may say, come, we should be our life should be more moral. You will talk about morality. You will talk about righteousness. You will talk about our basic nature of human beings. But all those things are not true version of the reality. It is part of the truth, which you see from some viewpoint, some special viewpoint. But it is not it doesn't cover a full understanding of karma. That is why, you know, when we are able to sit, and when our practice, when we can sit stopping our idea to the back along with self. At that time, because you are free, you are above those one-sided ideas or understanding. There you are. The ability, or you are in the position to accept things that you see. So, in that area, there is no such karma as you have had. So, in this sense, you may say, you can stop your karma. But that's it. What is going on? But when we are, we cannot practice our way, or when we cannot experience this kind of practice, or when you are just involved in, simply involved in the life of Christ, it is necessary for you to stop the car. That is why, sometimes we say, if you practice our way, you can stop your car. But actually, it is not so. But if you go with the faith, stay here with you is all right. You know, if one, if a single tree stays an each of the three, but that tree will create various problems to the river, to the world. And we don't know which way that tree will go because of that one tree. Even chopstick in the river will change the whole direction of the tree somehow. So that is the car. In Zen, I'm not blaming you, that was very important koan for Zen students. That kind of problem was
very important call for us. Excuse me. I'm not blaming you, so... Excuse me?
What you do with
trust
is not going to move.
Is not...
Perhaps the trust is not
going to move. Is not moving? It will change. No. I said sometime, not always, sometime it will change the whole direction of the stream, I said. Don't you think so? Even one stone, if it doesn't move, you know. That is just a parable, so I don't want to argue about it. I don't want to involve in discussion of physics. But once there in China, there was a monk named Sozan Koni. He was a very good Zen master. But a monk asked him, Sozan Koni wants to talk about there is actually everyone has Buddha nature, and everyone has, there's no need for him to have even teacher or Buddha, because all of us actually Buddha. And there's no need to respect even Buddha or even your teacher. He was talking about this kind of truth. And with this confidence, we should practice our way, he said. The master said. A disciple, a monk, you know, stood up and asked him, I have some, question. I have some different understanding about it. So the teacher said, what is your understanding? The monk said, if you, give your seat to me and bow three times to me, give you instruction as a teacher, and if you listen to me as a disciple and bow three times to me, I will give you my own interpretation about it. And the master said, okay, I will do that. And he gave him his own understanding. And after listening to it, okay, what you said was right. Very correct and right. But I'm sorry to say that you will have you know. You will suffer the same sickness for 20 years more. And you will have nothing to, you will not given any food or any firewood. And you will have hardly something to support yourself, he said to him. And he said, okay, if it is so, I will accept that. I shall have same stomach ache for 20 years. That is all right, he said. And he left. And after 2 years, he understood what the teacher said, and he was very ashamed of his, you know, understanding, his own understanding, that he stick to his own understanding. And since then, for understood what he said in 3 years, and for 17 years he pretended to be a sick man. Each time he eats, he did. But he did, it was not necessary for him anymore to do so. But he ashamed of his, you know, stubbornness or rigid understanding, or his confidence in his understanding. So he pretended to be sick for 70 years after he understood completely what his teacher said. And this is a famous story. And in this way, he attained complete understanding. So it is necessary for, even though you think this is absolutely true, but as Buddha said, because you think you attain the enlightenment, Shariputra, you don't understand what I say. But now you don't think you have attained the enlightenment. You are not bound by that kind of attainment, idea of attainment. So you will be able to understand what I will say. That is what he said. I'm not blaming you. I was very much stubborn. And but even though I say so, it doesn't mean you have to change your attitude. Until you really feel something, you should go on. And I think you should try your best. And you should be always faithful to your own confidence and understanding. That is all right. But tonight I'm talking about, you know, Shariputra. So I have to say in this way. For tonight's lecture, I have to say. So. Thank you very much.